In today's international report, we go to Dharavi, which is considered to be India's largest slum. Located in the central area of Mumbai, its residents have long dealt with problems of infrastructure and security. But now entrepreneurs are turning the slum into a thriving business region, as RFI's Dhananjay Khadilkar reports.
Mohammad Ansari is applying finishing touches to the latest batch of leather covers for mobile phones and tablets. He runs his business in a small shop in a narrow lane in Dharavi, India's largest, and because of its portrayal in Bollywood and Hollywood films, perhaps its most famous slum.
I make purses and mobile covers. I have been running this business for 10 years. I decided to open the business here as there is an established supply chain of the raw materials I require, like leather and foam.
Located in central Mumbai, Dharavi has many chronic problems like pollution, sanitation, and lack of proper waste management. However, Dharavi also has another identity, that of a thriving business place with thousands of entrepreneurs like Ansari who untiringly work in their cramped shops.
Dharavi is good for business. I like working here because of the ease of running a business. There is plenty of demand for mobile covers. I sell my products in two prominent markets in Mumbai.
Dharavi is spread over an area of 2.4 square kilometers. According to one estimate, it is home to around 750,000 people, making it one of the world's densest settlements. Some of the houses and business places are so tightly packed that only the nimble-footed can access them. One such establishment, located on the first floor, had around half a dozen people stitching long pieces of cloths on sewing machines. But in order to enter this place, one has to climb a narrow metal ladder whose last rung is attached to the floor. The entrepreneurial nature here is not just about production of goods in bulk. There are some who juggle work and home duties, like Parmita Kori, who makes tassels that are attached to saris.
I work on 4 or 5 saris a day. I do this to make ends meet. I don't want to turn it into a big business. I do this work as and when I get orders.
Her daughter Poonam also helps her out from time to time. She buys the threads for the tassels. But Poonam, who is in her final year of university studies, doesn't want to work in Dharavi. Her aim is to become an accountant in a bank.
I would like to have such a job in order to progress in my life.
While Dharavi is dotted with flour mills, imitation jewelry workshops, bakeries, and leather and garment factories, there are some who make a living through artistic abilities. One such artist, Subhash Karande, uses banyan leaves to create his art form.
I make perforations in banyan leaves using a chemical, after which I draw and paint on them. I make between 5,000 to 15,000 pieces of the same design. Earlier, they used to be sold by hawkers near the main railway station in Mumbai, but now I sell in bulk to an exporter who sends them to different countries.
Subhash has been living in Dharavi since 1982. He says, despite the problems, things are much better now.
Earlier, it was an extremely difficult place to access. There were no roads. It was a critical situation. But the municipal authorities have made some improvements. Even now, road and drainage works are ongoing. Soon, a metro line will also run close to Dharavi.
Considering that the real estate prices in Mumbai have gone through the roof, living in central Mumbai is a privilege not many can afford. Because of the steep housing prices, half of the city's population lives in slums like Dharavi, which provide a much cheaper option for those who move to Mumbai in search of work. Dhananjay Khadilkar, RFI, Mumbai.